CKUT 90.3 FM. This is Free City Radio. Thanks for being with us. That was a piece by the wonderful Feyruz. And today's broadcast is going to be looking at music speaking to the Palestinian struggle for freedom. Today is November 27th, and you're hearing this on CKUT, but on November 29th around the world is the International Day of Solidarity with the Palestinian People. So the broadcast this week is centering around that day, but also the very real issues that continue in Palestine. And I'm joined in studio by Emmanuel Dror, who has worked on the music selection for today. Hi.
Hi.
Hey.
Hey, Stefan. Thanks for welcoming me again at CKUT.
Welcome. Always. How are you doing?
I'm doing good.
Yeah.
Thanks. Yeah. Looking forward.
Right on. So it's a brief show, but you've selected music that sort of spans different generations and different moments in Palestine. This first piece by Feyruz.
Yeah. I tried to show that there have been songs written for Palestine and for the Palestinian struggle in the past 70 years. And basically, every time something happens in Palestine, there will be a song written about it, and usually a good song, and it's worth listening because basically it's a history lesson. So this was a song written in the aftermath of the 1967 war, which was a traumatism for Arabs in the region. So Fairouz mm-hmm. speaks from Lebanon, which is a neighboring country. And this song actually says, one day we will return. So from 1967 on, there's a Lebanon in particular, Egypt too, but Lebanon with also Mahsel Khalife, for example, write a lot of songs encouraging people not to give up the fight and to hope that one day they will recover their land.
Mm-hmm. Recover their land because so many Palestinians were displaced, not just to Lebanon, but many countries, but particularly to Lebanon.
Particularly Lebanon, Syria, Jordan, mm-hmm. the neighboring countries. And almost half of the Palestinian population, 700,000 to 800,000 people, were expelled or chased away, pushed away, and never allowed to come back. Today, it amounts to 5 million of people around the world who mm-hmm. still have, according to the UN, right to return to their home being anywhere in the greater Palestine, historical Palestine region.
So this is a day that, well, not today, but on Friday, it would be the 29th of November. That's a internationally recognized day. Can you just mention a bit about it?
It's the day chosen by the UN as the International Day of Solidarity. It's
with
a
Palestine.
Little bit with Palestine. Yeah, sorry, yeah. It's a little bit ironic because they picked November 29, which is the date that the UN proposed the partition plan of Palestine. So of the Palestine territory, which was then a British mandate, and they were proposing that it was split in two, one a Jewish state and one a Palestinian state, without asking the population, the self-determination of the population. So in a way, the UN was not even respecting its own law, that only land can only be distributed after self-determination of the people, indigenous people there. So they're celebrating this as an International Day of Solidarity with Palestine, as if they were trying to be sorry about what they did, because I guess everything originated at that
It's
a very important day, and we still don't see a solution in the near future, but Palestinians don't give up, so why should we give up?
So we heard from Fairouz to begin the program, and next.
So I want to show that the Palestine Solidarity or Palestine songs are, of course, from Palestinians, but also from neighboring countries, from Arabic countries, like we just heard with Fairouz in Lebanon. But little by little, it became an international fight and struggle and solidarity movement that expressed also in music. So I looked back in my archives, and I think the first song, not from an Arabic country or Arabic language, that mentioned the word Palestine, is a 1977 song coming from Jamaica. So we can listen to it now if you want.
This is CKUT 90.3 FM in Montreal.
Crying out for justice. Everyone is crying out for peace, yes. None is crying out for justice. I don't want no peace. I need equal rights and justice. Get it equal.
That was Peter Tosh, Equal Rights and Justice. Palestine is fighting for equal rights and justice. So 1977 is when, it takes a long time. Huh? It's been already 30 years after the Israeli state has been declared. And it takes 30 years before a singer starts to talk about it. But that's approximately what it takes to people around the Western world to care. So,
but today you have like a lot of artists talking about Palestine all around the world, like Chilean hip hop artist Anita Tejú.
Right, you have a lot more today, but just say that it took a lot of time. The reason you invited me is because I wrote an article, so we can put it later on the website.
Great,
The linking, like there's over 200 songs and there's a playlist you can listen to if you want a whole list of it from 1948 until today.
Wow, that's amazing.
20 years. Nice. But I guess we don't have a lot of time. So maybe we should switch both to more present times and to Palestine. So I picked two rap songs. One that I really like is by a bunch of Palestinians, a woman, Therese Sliman, and then the guy Tamer Nafar, who's one of the singers of or rapper of Dam, mm-hmm. and then the poet Marwan Mahoul. It's interesting because it's called Allah Al-Thawra, so the God of the Revolution. And it's a way to show that, again, songs are useful to comment the news. And so they talk about Palestine, but they also talk about Syria. And they talk about the fact that the divisions among Arab nations, how Iraq, Palestine, Egypt, and Syria, and also, of course, Western powers involve and make it difficult to solve the situation. So we can maybe listen to this one.
إلهي أعدني إلى الصحراء من فضلك إلهي وامحو الحدود التي علبتني وشوهت وجه المدى
انصب لي خيمة عود تداني بالي الواحة شوية أعشام وحجرين بدل أداحة هل يا ترى العالم حين بع غيابنا
إلهي أعدني إلى الصحراء من فضلك
بلا آيفون حوالين النار مع ولدي قاعد بغني له لسرياب بروي له عن زمن غابر بلا ما يصلوا اس ام اس عن اخبار فاضل شاكر
إلهي أعدني إلى الصحراء من فضلك
إلهي وقف دوران العالم مش قادري اتحمل دخلو بدي انزل إلهي وقف دوران العالم مش قادري اتحمل دخلو بدي انزل
في الغاب ما ليس فينا يأكل الوحش وحشا إن جاع لا وحشين
إلهي هب لي بلادا ملاذا
لا دين فيهم ويحيون في سلم كما ترى أم ترى الليث يقتل من أجل مذهبه الطائفي ظبيا يا إلهي
إلهي هب لي بلادا ملاذا
إلهي وقف دوران العالم مش قادري اتحمل دخلو بدي انزل إلهي وقف دوران العالم مش قادري اتحمل دخلو بدي انزل
على ظهر الصواريخ أمريكا تصدر عدلها العصرية يوميا روسيا تمانع فتزرع وردة سوداء في البارجات على شاطئ الشرق المقدس والمكدس بالمذابح
في شلوم على الغريب مش إني عم بحن بس اسم اللعبة سياسة ولت the best man win وإحنا صامدون يا وطن تعرفوا من كمان صامد؟ الصنم طيور العالم بتوسخ عليه هو لا حراك بس بلم غبار على مدار الزمن مش حلوم الزعيم الزعيم مجرد توب بنخلعه بنلبس غيره بس جسدنا بيضله عفن كمان طفل كمان طفلة محروقة بين يدين أبوها بطل تحوق هاي العراق فلسطين مصر ولا سوريا لو انحط بموقف مشابه اللي فيه فشلت أحمي طفلي فبسهولة بقولها اتركوا ولادي وخذوا العروبة. إلهي سكرت أم الوطنجيين وتجار الكليشيهات للحظة. مجبور أعترف مش قادر أتباهى أني عربي آخر فترة. أنا واعي إنها مؤامرة، بس حتى لو نتفق ونهتف إنه الغرب بيزرع بيننا الفتنة، تعال نحاول نزرعها بينهم وبنكشف إنه بس عقولنا الخصبة. لما الفردوس مات بعيون البشر
صار معجزات شباب غزة وأهل غزة، بس أعطوهم فرصة.
لما النور بتذكروا يحكوا عنا، علي الصوت الكل عارف من احنا. كيف هالكون بيلف ومش صاحبنا، بس هاللون الاحمر هو صاحبنا.
كان عنده حلم يصور من السما ولفوق بتسمو من هنا الروح الضحكة. كيف ننسى إنسان الوجع الألم، كيف نوصفه بكلام. ما يبكي يمه يعسر شهيد، أصحابه وحبايبه عكافهم حاملين. هو عين الحقيقة بمشاهد صريحة، وحدة الصهيوني بهاب الفضيحة.
احضر العدو مرة والسياسي ألف مرة، غزة بتصرخ ورا الأمل زي مشهد الدرة. العودة حق لو بالزمن أو بالكفن، الشعب دم ومسك والعالم مليء بالعفن. لما نجوع بناكل السياسي والمحتل، كلنا ضد حصار ضد صهيوني ورا التل. البطولة موقف عن الكوكب وقله الوطن ألا يحدث هذا كله.
لما النور يتذكروا يحكوا عنا، علي الصوت الكل عارف من احنا. كيف هالكون بيلف ومش صاحبنا، بس هاللون الاحمر هو صاحبنا.
كون يوقف ضدك وحدك انت، تصير مجبور تغير واقع مربانتنا. لما الكون يوقف ضدك وحدك انت، تصير مجبور تغير واقع مربانتنا.
Yo, listen, we're not living heaven. We're trying to make a living. We got AK-47. If we say the new word, that's why we pass the fucking wars. Gaza's full of hopes. We're looking for the peace. Zionists want to cut the cheese. They wish we disappear. They wish we're not here. They always want to kill. I want to tell. We live in hell. I want to tell. Gaza's we fucking jail. Fucking jail.
Lama no. Itakaru yahku anna. Alli so. Bilkul aif min ahna. كيف هالكون بيلف ومش صاحبنا، بس هاللون الأحمر هو صاحبنا. لما النور بتذكروا يحكوا عنا، علي الصوت الكل عارف من احنا. كيف هالكون بيلف ومش صاحبنا، بس هاللون الأحمر هو صاحبنا.
Free City Radio on CKUT 90.3 FM in Montreal. Wow, that was awesome.
Yeah, the last two songs were Palestinian songs, one from 2014, and the last one we heard was from 2018 and from Gaza. So that's an important piece of music that came out of four Palestinian artists. I'm going to name them: Bashir Besayo, Mohamed Albaz, Minim Awad, and Ihab Ghais. The song was called Al-Rabi Al-Ahma, the Red Spring, and it was written during the March of Return in Gaza. So
right,
it's really an important song. We don't have a lot of time left. I want to mention that tonight and the next 2 days, there's a film festival called Regard Palestinien at the Cinémathèque, also for this International Day of Solidarity of Palestine. And this year it is dedicated to Gaza, only movies for Gaza. So this song...
Yeah, and that's an event that takes place every year. Cinémathèque Québécois, close to Metro Barre-UQAM.
Yeah, 13th year, 13th edition.
Great. Emmanuel Dror, thank you for coming on to the show today.
You're welcome. It was my pleasure.
Right on. This has been Free City Radio on CKUT 90.3 FM. As always, on Free City Radio and many shows at CKUT, Free Free Palestine. International Day of Solidarity with Palestinians on Friday. Thank you for tuning in. Thank you to Emmanuel Dror for being here. And I've been your host, Stefan Christoph. You wanted to mention
something? Yeah, there's also a demo for Gaza on December 1st at the Metro Guy Concordia.
At 1 p.m.
So movies, music, demos. Yeah. There's a lot of ways to express your solidarity with Palestine. Yeah.
Thank you so much for being here. Do stay tuned. The XX Files is coming up right now.
We pledge resistance.
What's up? This is Saul Williams chilling here in Montreal, here on CKUT.
We pledge alliance with those who have undergone attack for voicing opposition to the war.